On Manus Island, refugees are again looking to the courts to gain freedom. This week, another legal bid will be launched in the Supreme Court of Papua New Guinea, arguing the men are still being imprisoned despite no longer being kept in a detention centre. PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting reports.
In 2016, Papua New Guinea's Supreme Court ruled it was illegal to detain refugees and asylum seekers on Manus Island. The following year, the men were removed from the detention centre. But they didn't go far. They moved into accommodation facilities in the island's main town.
But still we are here, still they keep us in Manus and imprison us.
Refugee Baruz Buchani will be arguing that point as the test case in the latest Supreme Court bid. Lawyer Ben Lomai says he'll be seeking directions on the matter this week.
So basically what we're saying is this. Look, if you continue to detain these guys on Manus Island, that's still a detention. And if you have not given them a precise time in which they should live, that amounts to detention.
While the men still on Manus can move around during the day, there is a curfew if they're staying at the accommodation centres. Mr. Lomai says the legal action will aim to get travel documents for all the men.
They have to seek permission for the immigration guys before they can travel. As well as if they're in Port Moresby, they'll be given a certain period to stay here. And then they can go back to Manus. They can't even travel to the other provinces. And so if they can be given a travel documents to travel, then it will give them the opportunity for them to move freely. And not only within the country, but as well as overseas.
Some refugees have successfully applied for travel documents, but advocates say others have been refused and the process is arduous. Mr. Lomai is also renewing a bid for compensation for the men after the 2016 ruling that their detention was illegal. The compensation bid was dismissed by the Supreme Court last year, which ruled it should go back to the National Court. The latest legal action comes as the Medivac Bill becomes law in Australia. It will make the process for getting medical transfers simpler. Sri Lankan refugee Nagara Govindaraj says self-harm is a regular occurrence on Manus and there's confusion around the bill.
So then some people, already they are mentally sick, so they are going to hurt themselves because they only think they will evacuate.
The Medivac bill became law on Friday and a new group made up of several national refugee and human rights organisations has now formed, independent of the government, to process applications. Over the weekend, signs went up in accommodation facilities on Manus Island saying that any medical transfer would be temporary and that the men will never settle in Australia. It also advised that the Christmas Island Detention Centre had been reopened. This is Natalie Whiting in Papua New Guinea for AM.